Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Cynthia Zack. Cynthia Zack is the author of the new book, The Joy of Sleeping Alone, 64 Rituals to become the Sovereign of Your Bed and Your Life. And you can find out more about Cynthia Zack and her wonderful work at her website, CynthiaZack.org. Welcome, Cynthia Zack.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you for having me on your wonderful show, and there's so much to talk about. It's so much fun too.
So I was just reading a statistic actually in the AARP magazine that there are 24 million Americans over the age of 50 who live alone. So Cynthia Zack, why did you write a book about sleeping alone?
Many reasons, but I start feeling a joy, like something really, really subtle when I start sleeping alone more and more in the last 5 years without a partner. And I start wondering and ask myself, what is this joy, this very subtle but profound happiness? And I said, it's not only that I rest better, I sleep better, I wake up more refreshed. There's something else, must be something else. So I start doing a research about how other person next to you impact your sleep. And I start discovering very interesting facts about how the noises, movements, smells, fluids of other person has a big impact on your sleep. And it started making a lot of sense. And that was the beginning of the idea of writing this book about sleeping alone and the power that we can get during the night.
So what I know as a medical intuitive healer with 32 years experience in natural healing is that when you sleep with another individual, then your energy fields literally intertwine, right? And when you sleep alone, then you're in your own energy. And what's interesting, so I have so many clients, they break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend or get a divorce, and they're still sleeping in the same bed, in the same mattress with their partner, and they don't feel right. Well, it's because their ex-partner's energy is literally embedded in the mattress in the bed. And so if you find yourself suddenly alone, one of the things you need to do is either buy a new mattress or simply turn your mattress over so that you're not affected by the energy of your old partner.
This is super interesting, Catherine, and this is part of what I say in the book. This is all energy, frequency, energy fields. The problem with us, the Westerner society, is that we don't believe it because we don't see it. But it's a feeling. You believe when you feel it. And what you said, the mattress, the pillow, the sheet, everything is charged by the energy. Even I've been talking with a lot of divorced women that even they're still sleeping on the same side of the bed, and when they have the chance to really open up and spread legs and arms in the middle of the bed, they're still sleeping on the same side. So turn your mattress, change your sheets, wash everything. And the rituals of the book are so powerful because you create a new energy, a new frequency, and a new narrative also to the objects that are daily objects that you transformed. That's why the rituals are so cool also for people that are sleeping alone for a long time, that you reframe the meaning of sleeping alone also and get more power.
And so, whether or not you're single or have a partner, when you are in your own energy, then you have an opportunity to reconnect with how you feel. And so many of my clients are high in the psychic gift of clairsentience. So they're feelers, and they get their own energy intertwined with the energy of everybody around them. So they're not really clear about how they feel. But so when you get by yourself, you can really tune in. This is how I feel. This is what I think. And really grounding your own energy. Now, Cynthia Zach, the subtitle of your book is 64 Rituals to Become the Sovereign of Your Bed and Your Life. What are the key elements of your rituals, and how do you recommend someone begin?
The element is that you don't need anything to do it. You don't need to go and buy anything. Those rituals are inner practices. You don't need to get like feathers or crystals or candles. It's not that. It's like inner practices. So that's the first thing. Second thing, because of that path with my rituals, anybody can do it, Catherine. And this is something I insist. This is not for highly trained meditators or yogis. This is for everybody. Everyone can do it.
Okay, so Cynthia, Zach, can you give us some examples? Tell us, not just that everybody can do it, give us an example of what are these rituals?
Okay, so first thing that I want to show you, this is an oracle. Okay, so the way you work with this book is just ask your question. Any question can be a really simple, like daily question, or a very philosophical question. So you kind of do this and you get an ritual.
Okay,
And
and for our audience who's listening and cannot see what Cynthia did, I'm just reminding Cynthia we have a visual audience and a listening audience.
yes.
So for our listening audience, what Cynthia did was she picked up her book and then flipped open the pages. All right. So, okay, continue.
You get your ritual, and any ritual can do. Let's say I love one that is create your throne, and you can use a very old chair or armchair that you have like doing nothing in your house. Bring it to your room, your bedroom, and intervene with art. Like you can put like colors, or you can paint it. Create your throne, kind of create your own space, sacred space. And this is giving you and your brain and your emotions a very interesting, deep information about your queendom, your royal state living in this world. So you sit down on your throne and you just stay there feeling your breath. 2 minutes. And then you go to bed. This is one of the rituals. I love it. And it's so simple to do it. And again, you don't go buy nothing. Everything is handy in your house. Like the feng shui ritual that is on the book. Just declutter. Take things out of the room that you don't need it. Take things that are under your bed and make sure you have the elements. Do you have anything that resembles fire, like a little candle? Do you have anything that resembles wood, like a beautiful piece of tree or something made of wood? You have water on your surroundings when you go to sleep, just a little glass of water, incense. So you create with simple things, and when you practice, the quality of the day is completely different.
So, Cynthia Zach, I'm so happy you brought up feng shui. Here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've interviewed a number of feng shui practitioners, and any feng shui practitioner will tell you the most important room in your house to feng shui first is actually your bedroom, right? Because we spend so much time in our bedroom. So, Cynthia Zach, the author of The Joy of Sleeping Alone. So you mentioned the five elements. So for our audience, the five elements in Chinese medicine: fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So you want to represent, you want to have all five elements represented in your bedroom. So, Cynthia, Zach, what other feng shui recommendations do you have in your book for people to set up their bedroom?
Yeah, this is not a book about feng shui. This is one of the rituals, but this is it's related with a subtle energy that you can change. I love flowers, Catherine, and I'm a very, very big fan of fresh flowers. And I use fresh flowers for everything, and it's always fresh flowers on my bedroom. And one of the rituals that is related with that, why we get the emanations, the colors, the smells, the softness of a flower. So put a little thing on top of your bed, a little plastic thing, or even a paper tower, and create your mandala. Get flowers and create your beautiful round mandala. Do your prayers or your mantras or your wishful thinking or your affirmations. Put your hands on top, and then you can remove this. You're going to sleep. This is next to your bed, and this is impregnated the space where you're going to sleep. And you have to see and you have to practice. And it's so fascinating to see, okay, what am I dreaming tonight? And you're going to wake up with very clear dreams. You mentioned clairvoyant,
I've
clear.
mentioned clairsentience, which is psychic feeling, a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah, or clairsentient, or clairaudience, everything that puts you in contact with your intuition and clarity of what's happening, or what of what is going to happen. And about your own desires. This is a book also about expressing what you really need, what you want, what you really are cultivating in your life, especially if you have a partner. You have to ask for a night off. And this is the book, all it's very much into your night is your spiritual retreat. Get your spiritual retreat.
So since we're talking and you brought up feng shui, many people, feng shui experts, advise against storing things under our bed. So why is it important not to store anything under the bed?
Well, you, first of all, imagine you have a blockage. It's a blockage of energy. The energy have to be moving around, moving on cycles and going out. It's beautiful to have a little open window where this energy can go out. But if you stuck with stuff like papers, old clothes, things that have heavy, heavy energy, this is getting into you. So it's important to be clear about that, clear your space, and also do meditation on your bed, on your sheets, on your pillow. Like, prepare the space when you're going to sleep.
Now, many people recommend grounding sheets. What is your feeling about grounding sheets?
Yeah, they're good. Anything that makes you feel good. Try as much as possible to have cotton, organic cotton, wood, good quality materials. Also with your pajamas, with the clothes you use to sleep, clothes that are good quality, not polyester, because this is all frequency. And when we learn about frequencies of the threads, of the fabrics, of the colors, even that we choose, oh, it's all information for ourselves. And the book is really opening a door for a space that we are not considering important, that is the nighttime. There's so much happening during the nighttime that we can really make a good use for ourselves.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to author Cynthia Zack talk about her book, The Joy of Sleeping Alone. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Cynthia Zack, what ritual in your book do you consider the most powerful?
Wow, that's a really good question. There's a whole chapter with seven mantras. Mantras is a repetition of the same syllable over and over, and I choose my seven most dear mantras, and I put it on. I put the phonetics for the people that never practice this type of mantras. And there's a mantra in Hebrew, in Arabic, in Sanskrit, Tibetan, Hindu, Sanskrit also, and so this is very powerful. Because you start repeating that. So in the book, what I do is I said the ritual, I explain the ritual step by step, and then I said, what is it for? Because I want the reader to really understand the impact of doing this ritual to your biology, to your brain, to your emotions, psychology, and the subtle bodies. So answering your question, the mantras are really, really powerful. There's the last ritual I love. It is Memento Mori. Remember that you're going to die. And this is a powerful ritual. It's not morbid. It's the awareness of this precious moment, the only moment that exists. This is also, all the rituals are powerful, but there's few that are more really like impacting on your, like, evolution, like a spiritual evolution.
Cynthia Zack, here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, recently I interviewed an author about how to cope with the loneliness of living in our society. So many people find themselves living alone. And again, as I mentioned, there's 24 million Americans over 50 who live alone, don't actually want to be by themselves. And as a medical intuitive healer, I find often that when I'm working with somebody who's depressed, The core issue is actually loneliness. So when someone is feeling lonely, can you, rather than just saying, please read my book, can you give us specific rituals to help people cope with being alone and feeling lonely?
One of the rituals that are in the book that I really love, we have to be more sweet with ourselves. I feel that's a very harsh way of treating ourselves. So one of the rituals I recommend for the loneliness and this kind of sadness that brings with the loneliness, get a cup of sugar, go to the shower. Just wash yourself, like let the water wash you, close the water, and then use the sugar as a like a pass like pass the sugar around your body, like
So
a
a sugar
scrub.
scrub. So a
A
sugar
scrub.
scrub, yes.
Doing this sugar, and then you wash yourself. Don't put soap, just dry yourself. The skin, the largest organ in your body, the skin is going to receive the sweetness. So a very a powerful way to work with your own loneliness and feeling of sadness with that is, oh, I'm going to start sweeten myself.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Any other suggestions for people who sleep alone who don't actually want to sleep alone?
Yeah, like honoring the night. So in the book, I said the picture your bed as your magic carpet. It's a magic carpet. It's going to take you places. It's going to take you to the mystery, to the magic of the night. And if we honor that, we start changing the narrative about, oh, I'm sleeping alone. I miss somebody. I wish I have a partner, into, wait a minute. This is my most powerful opportunity of the day, that is nighttime, because the subconscious mind is coming out. There's a lot there that we are not really even aware of. 90% of our life happens in the subconscious level, 10% in this situation that we're talking and connecting, but the whole bunch of intelligence is happening underneath, and we are not aware. And the night give us this opportunity. So for the people that sleep alone and feel kind of lonely or missing somebody, this is your opportunity. And for sure, if your partner is ready to show up, it's going to show up.
Okay, now Cynthia, Zach, what is lucid dreaming?
Is when you wake up in the dream and you know you're dreaming. You know you're dreaming. You wake up in the middle of a dream and you're aware that, oh, wait, I'm dreaming, but you're not awake. This is a very special moment where you can ask for anything, where you can produce whatever you want. You have the power to interfere in your dream world, and then during the day, when you wake up, you bring these answers to you. It's a beautiful practice. And in the book, I explain the process. There's a practice to get into lucid dreams. But again, Catherine, many of us has this experience of lucid dreams. So it's not reserved for practitioners, high practitioners of mindfulness or meditation, is for everyone.
Okay, so can you explain for our audience how they can get into, can you, in addition to, we all know that you want us to read your book, which is great, and I'm sure that everyone is very excited to read it. Can you explain how to get into a state of lucid dreaming? Like, what are the steps?
There's a few steps that I'm going to share with you. You go to sleep and put your alarm 2 hours before of your regular time of waking up. Let's say you wake up at 7 a.m. Put your alarm at 5 a.m. You're sleeping, you're going through your stages of sleep. At 5 a.m., you sit down on your bed for 1 minute and try to remember something from the dream you were having. It's called a dream sign. And dream signs are very specific. Like, I don't know, I was flying over Grand Canyon. This is a dream sign. This is an example. Things, Catherine, that cannot happen in real, so to say, real life. So you bring this dream sign, you sit down, you remember, oh, okay, this is my dream sign. Just remember that and ask yourself, I'm going to be aware in the next 2 hours that I'm going to be dreaming. Go back to sleep. And then you put your alarm at your regular time. The last 2 hours is going to give you a window to bring this dream sign to the new dreams and start being aware that you are awake sleeping, that you awaken your dream. You are an observer of your own dreams.
Okay. Now, in your book, you talk about a nocturnal spiritual retreat. Can you explain for our audience what is a nocturnal spiritual retreat?
Well, it's amazing to be able to go on retreat, like to Tibet for a month. But what about if I choose one night a week for my spiritual retreat, especially if I sleep with a partner? So that's what I mean, is going to a retreat is like to go by yourself and use one night a week, at least conservative to start with. And then you create this vibration of sacredness of what you're doing. It's like, okay, wait, I'm gonna go to a retreat. And then you practice your ritual and you go to sleep and see what happened. This is like going to the gym. You don't get muscles in one time. You know, you start like practicing and going more and more. And then after, I don't know, 6 months, you have muscles. It's the same. This is practice that takes you to a new road. And I love to see the night as my opportunity. It's the most lonely quality time that I can have during my 24 hours.
So what would you recommend a person do during this nocturnal spiritual retreat? Would it include prayer, meditation, setting intentions, channeling angels? Like, what are some of the things that you recommend that people do during this time?
All of that. Go to your bed and ask for your four directions for guidance. So that's why I love the bed for myself. I can really spread up like a star. I'm a star. I think about that. I say, okay, I'm a star on my magic carpet. It's also very poetic. You see, it's very beautifully crafted. And we are making things beautiful. So I think of myself like my head is the north, my feet are the south, east and west, right and left, and my heart is the center. So I can visualize myself as a shooting star on the magic carpet. And as you said, prayers, mantras, meditation, put your music, the music that you like, instead of falling asleep with the iPad or the phone.
So as you know, Cynthia, Zach, insomnia is a huge health problem. And so many people have trouble either falling asleep or waking up in the middle of the night. So what do you recommend for people who have trouble sleeping?
That's a huge thing. And I think America is one of the society with most consuming things over the counter or prescription to sleep and to maintain the night sleep. This is a hormonal disbalance. And part of the hormonal disbalance is the electronics, the blue light, going to sleep with a light. We have melatonin and serotonin. Melatonin have to be happen and activate with darkness. So we need to sleep in a dark place, in a dark room. People go to sleep and fall asleep with the TV on, like the whole night. This is, you're getting all these influences. So dark room, and prepare yourself for that. And one of the rituals that I love it is just get your index finger, go between your eyebrows, and just massage your third eye, round clock or counterwise clock, 11 times one side and 11 times the other side. And you do this massage. You don't need to pressure a lot. It's a soft pressure on your third eye. And then you ask for a full restorative night of sleep. This point of your body, it's connected with your pituitary gland and your pineal gland. And that's where the melatonin is happening inside of your brain. That's why I really like my readers to understand why are we doing that. It's not just because it's fun to massage between my eyebrows. There's a whole biology, epigenetics. You're changing things inside. And this is a very, very good antidote against insomnia.
Excellent. Wonderful suggestion. And I'm really glad that you brought up melatonin and light because the scientific research shows even shining a light on the back of your knee will shut down the production of melatonin. And so if someone is having trouble waking up at night, you want to look around the room. Even sometimes it's like there's just a light on somewhere. There's an air filter that has a light shining, or a TV that has a light shining, or your phone that has a light shining, or light coming through the window. So having things completely dark is really important. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're talking to Cynthia Zack about her new book, The Joy of Sleeping Alone. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Cynthia Zach is someone, as we know, many of us are living in multi-generational households, or there's children, and there's only so many bedrooms in the house. So what should someone do if there's no separate room or bed available to sleep alone?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's a real question. So either I suggest many options. You can have a little like inflatable mattress next to the bed that separates your body from the partner or from the kid that sleep with you once a week. Either that, if you can go to the sofa and rearrange. If there's no way to separate yourself from your partner, just create your boundaries with your meditation. Kind of, okay, I need to sleep with this person. There's no other way to go. My kids are on my bed. My pets are on my bed. So I'm gonna just lay down and I'm gonna imagine, visualize a curtain or a little wall or a wall of flowers between me and this person. And then you go to sleep. Try to have your own pillow, your own maybe sheet. I love the when you go to camping and you go on a sleeping bag. I love that as a resource, a little sleeping bag that even if I have to sleep with somebody, I go inside of my sleeping bag, bring the zipper up, and I'm kind of in my own cocoon.
Now, does sleeping alone, as you recommend, mean simply using separate beds, or must it be in a different room?
It's better to have separate beds, a bedroom. I have a friend, like one of my friends is an architect, and she told me the other day that she's building four new houses for married couples that ask for separate bedrooms already.
Yes.
So you have your intimacy, you have your sensual life together, but you go to sleep to separate places. The quality of your rest, dreams, everything is in haze.
So, how, on a practical level, for our audience who does sleep with a partner, how would you recommend they do this? Should there be one bedroom that's the joint bedroom, and then everybody has a separate bedroom? What's your recommendation?
Yeah, the best idea is to have two bedrooms, you know, like, and you can kind of play around. I spend some time with you in your bedroom, and you spend some time with me. In my book, I talk about the story of the bed, and it's fascinating because do you know where the queen size bed and king size bed is coming from?
Oh, do share.
Okay, this is fascinating. When you go to Versailles, you go to the palace. You step in front of Marie Antoinette's bedroom, the queen size bed, and there is a little door that takes you to the king chamber for the king size bed. So the royal people sleep separate, you know, like in the queen size and the king in the king size. And it's fascinating because that's a very interesting concept of, okay, we're going to do separate and together at the same time.
So, as you know, whenever we're in a relationship, we want to keep our partner happy. What if our partner wants to sleep with us and we don't want to sleep with him or her? How do we handle that?
Yeah, that's a big conversation, you know. And what I said, I'm not promoting a sleep divorce. What I'm promoting is a night alone. So if you are moved by the idea, and I interview hundreds and hundreds of women in different settings, and all of them, most of them, majority said, I love when my partner is not sleeping with me and goes on a trip. Or I go on a trip. And they said, okay, wait, but this is something interesting for you. So what I said is share the rituals. If you're going to open the book and have your ritual as an oracle, share with your partner. I said, okay, let's do it together, but separate. So if we're going to do the ritual of the flowers on the bed, or one mantra, or the ritual of the chair next to the bed, you do it yourself. I do it on my own. And let's meet in the morning and see what happened.
So what's the best way, if you do want to, if you do prefer to sleep alone, what's the best way that you recommend to communicate with to your partner that you want to sleep alone without hurting their feelings or without hurting the relationship?
That's really interesting. And it's depending on each couple. But what I would say is, I love you so much. I'm doing this experiment with myself. I want to give myself this opportunity. And it's not related that I don't love you or I don't want to spend time with you. On the contrary, the intimacy, the desire, the possibility of dialogue is really going up, is growing instead of going down. You know, it's like, so I would say to my partner, instead of being afraid of my kind of research about myself, let's do it together. I share the ritual with him or her or whoever I'm sleeping with. Share the ritual and see what happened.
So as you know, also, Cynthia, Zach, so many people sleep with their cat, their dog, or their kids, or all of the above. So are you still sleeping alone if you're sleeping with your cat, your dog, or your kids?
Not really. Not really, but it's different. It's different. You know, the vibration and the frequency and the energy of a kid, of a child, of a baby is completely different to the energy of an adult. The amount of thoughts and turmoil and also smells and fluid, it's very different. Also, the vibrational level of a cat or a dog or a pet that sleep with you is completely different too. They don't have this ego so strong, but they move, they smell, they go around you. So that's a disruption on your sleep, of course. But it's also common sense. If you have a newborn, you're going to sleep with this newborn for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Or not sleep. Because mothers of newborns usually are severely sleep deprived. So Cynthia, Zach, you put together a book of 64 rituals. What is your favorite ritual from the book?
I like a lot the flower mandala one. Mm-hmm. The memento mori, that I remember I'm going to die. I love this ritual. Some of the mantras, I love the Om Mani Padme Hum. Some mantras that are like very powerful and meaningful to me, I love it so much. I love the ritual of preparing your pillow. Mm. So you talk to your hands, rub your hands, look at your hands, talk to your hands, and send a message, because you've been like using your hands a whole day for everything. Now place your hands on top of your pillow and really charge with your intention of having an incredible lucid dream, an incredible understanding, discovering of new things. In the book, I talk about the 1001 night. There's a whole chapter about that, and how Sherezade, the princess, saved her life telling stories to the Sultan. You know, she, instead of being murdered by him, she never ends the story. So the Sultan wants to know more next night. And this is a very good analogy of how I treat myself, the stories that I said to myself. And this is part of the rituals that I love from this experience.
Beautiful. Now, Cynthia, Zach, recently I was working with a client who had terrible insomnia. And when I tuned into it as a medical intuitive healer, one of the things that I found is like the energy in your bedroom is a mess. And so because she had a long history of terrible insomnia and a lot of mental emotional turmoil in that room, I was like, part of what you need to do is clear the energy in the room. So if someone has a really hard time sleeping or they're going through a really hard time in their life, which we all do from time to time, how can we clear the energy in the room to clear out all the old emotional turmoil?
I like fumes. I like the lighting incense or sage. This is coming from old time civilizations, but I really like that for cleaning. And you can do it with a little incense. Doesn't have to be very like sophisticated materials, but the fume will remove, will take out, will like change the vibe, change the quality of what's going on. The fume will do that. That's one of the recommendations. Also, a very nice sweet shower before going to sleep and declutter. I do it myself. I seem like, oh, wait, I'm surrounded with so many things. But if they are meaningful things, are good for me. Mm-hmm. Also, prepare an altar, like with your favorite things and pictures of your loved ones and some maybe crystals, water, something that represent, again, the elements that's very good for your mind before going to sleep.
Beautiful. And I know that when you want to clear energy in the room, you use sage. And when you want to infuse beneficial energy, you use Palo Santo. Mm-hmm. So Cynthia Zach, author of the beautiful book, The Joy of Sleeping Alone, any final thoughts for our audience?
Enjoy it. This is a book to enjoy. This is a night to enjoy. Have fun. Play. Be playful with your experience, with your life. If you're afraid of things and how to communicate, just enjoy it. We are here for a short time, very short time. So this is a book for play and enjoy it.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Our guest today has been the beautiful Cynthia Zach, author of The Joy of Sleeping Alone, 64 Rituals to Become the Sovereign of Your Bed and Your Life. And you can find out more about Cynthia Zach and her wonderful work at her website, cynthiazach.org. And remember that sleeping well is a key pillar to our natural health. And as you set up your nighttime life for an optimal experience, you can find yourself healing naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural.